gotta keep them separated.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Shapiro. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Les.
And welcome back, Afternoon Drive, Goodman Shapiro, Mile High Sports Radio, AM 1340, FM 104.7, Comcast Entertainment Television, Channel 105, 900 and HD. If you want to join us, give us a call on the hotline, 303-831-1340. You can also reach us on the Burnt End Barbecue Twitter feed, at Les Shapiro, at Eric Goodman. This segment is brought to you by PDA Road Gear in Littleton. I've been there many times, and if you love fun accessories, if you want something for your car, for your motorcycle, for your RV, for your boat, this is absolutely the place to go. And with it snowing today, you don't want to walk into a cold car, do you? Go get a Viper remote start system for $350 installed. Got an older car, don't have the heated seats like all the newer cars? No problem. They can get you Mito heated seats for as low as $195 per seat. That is installed. Here's something for everyone that everyone in the car is going to enjoy. A Pioneer 6-inch full-feature touchscreen radio DVD player has a backup camera as well, under $300. No one has better accessories than PDA Road Gear in Littleton. You could do stuff to your car, your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. Go to PDA Road Gear in Littleton or check them out at pdaroadgear.com. Time now for First Bank First Take.
First Bank First Take. Send and receive money on your phone with person-to-person transfers from First Bank.
All right, so Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network says if Tony Romo is in fact released by the Dallas Cowboys, it's more probable that he goes to the Denver Broncos than any other team out there.
Using his words,
yeah.
The Broncos are, quote, clearly in the driver's seat for Tony Romo.
Well, what does that imply to you? I mean, is somebody from the Broncos, John Elway, or somebody close to John Elway, telling Ian Rappaport, yeah, we're going after Tony Romo?
No.
And yeah,
no.
We know Tony Romo wants to come here. And yeah, we know we can get Tony Romo at the right price. I mean, what's it tell you? I mean, Ian Rappaport, and I'm a friend of his, and I respect the job he does. I've had him on a lot of shows. But he gets vague sometimes. You right. know what I mean? What does this mean to you?
Okay. First of all, Tony Romo being interested in the Broncos is the worst-kept secret since Moonlight won Best Picture.
Well, that was a pretty good secret for a while.
Real good secret. Tremendously good secret. With that, I saw a story last night, or I think it might have been this morning, and I could have said the same exact thing. Because the Chiefs came out and said that Alex Smith is going to be our starter in 2017. Cross him off the list, right?
Yeah.
Cross him completely off the list. We have Tom Murphy on the line. Catcher Tom Murphy from the Colorado Rockies. Okay, think about it. Is he listening? He's not listening. Well, yeah, let's get him on at 512. Or is he on right now? Is he on right now? And he's listening to what we're talking about. Who's on the line? Yes, of course we want Tom Murphy. Of course we want him. Is he going to exchange phones? I guess we're going to get Tom Murphy right now. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
If he's taking the time to call from spring training, let's get Tom Murphy on the line.
Rockies catcher Tom Murphy.
Yeah.
Tom, is that really you?
That's me.
Oh, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How's spring training treating you?
Everything's been great so far. Can't complain.
Tom, we want you to know we were in the middle of semi-breaking news
yes.
on Tony Romo and the Broncos. We're delaying it. We're putting off the discussion just to have you on the air here.
Wait a
now.
Minute. Is this Tom Murphy or Dale Murphy?
This is Tom Murphy.
Okay. We thought it was Dale.
Come on now. Come on now.
That'd be worth the Tony Romo news, huh?
Tom, how's spring training so far?
Yeah, like I said, you know, everything's been going great. You know, we just started getting, so you're getting back in the swing of things and getting to it.
Tom, what was the deal this morning? Bud Black or somebody in the organization brought a longhorn steer To the practice fields? What was that all about?
Yeah, so Bud has a kind of a hobby of assigning projects for all the players and stuff like that. So Kyle Freeland got assigned the project of learning about the Mopper meatpacking industry. And so he went and did the whole nine yards and actually brought in a Longhorn steer for us, too.
Well, who's in charge of the chainsaw and the barbecue sauce?
Ooh.
Actually, I think he gave that to Bettis. I think he just gave them a little project to host a little barbecue for us because he likes
great.
To cook a lot.
So Bettis is on the back practice field right now
with a chainsaw?
Cutting up the steer?
Yeah, you guys might be able to smell the smoke wherever you're at.
Wow, that's awesome. You guys are going to be eating good tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So much talk about all the young arms in the Rockies organization. We know, obviously, about John Gray. But from the guys that you've been catching, guys that many casual fans have never heard of, who are guys that maybe not this year, but possibly next year, we should be watching out for?
Yeah, I mean, you look at our big league camp, and it's full of talent, like you said. To, you know, put specific names on it, I don't think would be very fair to everybody in there. You know, basically, I look at things as, you know, if they were qualified enough to get an invite to big league camp, then they have a huge opportunity to make an impact at the next level and very soon for us because, as you guys know, we go through pitchers pretty rapidly, you know, especially playing in Coors or whatever. But each one of them brings something special to the table, and they're all very legit.
You know, Tom, a lot of people on the outside and the so-called experts look at this Rockies team and say, batting lineup, one of the best in baseball, if not the best. The problem might be the pitchers are inexperienced and the catchers, you and Tony Walters, are inexperienced. How long does it take for you to develop a chemistry, you personally, with the whole staff? I mean, can you get it done in spring training? Do you have to take it somewhere into the season? How long till you're comfortable catching each and every guy, each and every one of those 11 or 12 pitchers that make the final roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of alluded to it earlier with looking at our young talent and how it's come up, young pitching. So really, you know, I've had that experience with our pitching staff for quite a while now, you know, through the minor leagues with them and having a couple stints in the big leagues and being able to catch them at that level as well. So, you know, the level of comfortability is probably a little bit more advanced than people realize. But, you know, this is a time of year where they're trying new things. You know, the guys we haven't caught are trying new things and we're learning them. And, you know, really, spring training is a great time to learn them, and I think it's very easily done in that month period.
How are you coming along defensively? How would you rate your progress?
I feel like I'm the best I've been yet by far. You know, that's kind of my whole goal this spring training is to be as good on that side of the ball as I can be. You know, it's taken a lot of work, a lot of adjustments, and I'm kind of evolving as time goes by to what the game tells me to do, and that's where I'm at right now.
You know, I'm looking at your stats, and I see you have 79 big league at-bats with the Rockies, a few in 2015 and a few in 2016. 8 home runs in 79 at-bats. You know, if you were to get 600 at-bats, you might hit 60 home runs in a year.
I mean, that would be very, very kind season, that's for sure. But, you know, it's one of the things you don't take for granted, you know, this game can humble you as fast as the success comes. So it's never something I really worry about. It's just when I get my opportunity, I want to succeed.
Okay, so you grew up in an area where I used to work, Buffalo, New York. I believe, did you go to the University of Buffalo or did you go to Buffalo State?
I went to the University of Buffalo. I actually grew up north of Syracuse. So.
Okay. With that, I know your folks are big Yankees fans. When you guys eventually play the Yankees, are they rooting for the Yanks or the Rockies?
Oh, no, they'll be all Rockies by now. So.
Are you sure? Sure about
that? Yeah, I'm dead positive about that.
I don't know. You might want to talk to them. I just had a conversation with your father, Kelly, or your mother, Kelly, and your dad, Tom.
My father, Kelly, huh?
Yeah.
It's been quite the conversation.
Yeah, well, Tom Sr. told me something completely different about his loyalty, so you might want to check with him, okay?
Yeah, I'll give him a talk.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yeah, no problem.
Rockies catcher Tom Murphy.